Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for April 25th, 2023. The New York Mets lost to the Washington Nationals by a score of 5-0 last night at Citi Field. It was a shitty game. Josiah Gray started for the Nationals and looked very good over six innings, striking out nine and walking just one, giving up four hits and no earned runs. Jose Buto started for the Mets, did not go five innings, went 4 2/3, giving up two earned runs while walking six and striking out one. To everyone who told me I was being too hard on Jose Buto, that he was a perfectly good major league pitcher, I will say to you, six walks in 4 2/3 innings. He walks way too many people as currently constructed to be a major league pitcher. I don't care what you say anymore. I apologize for being too harsh after his first start, but here we are, and these are facts. Also, he was relieved by Jimmy Yacobonis, who gave up three earned runs of his own. Although Yacobonis did strike out three, he gave up six hits. Not great, Bob. Tommy Hunter and Adam Ottavino pitched scoreless innings in relief as well. Adam Ottavino coming into a 5-0 game as opposed to, you know, the 8th inning or 9th inning whenever he was needed on Sunday against the Giants. But, you know, Buck Showalter told us he thinks Drew Smith is just as important of a piece in the bullpen as Adam Ottavino. That is not a correct statement. I'm sorry. The Mets scattered just five hits across nine innings. Didn't look great. Didn't look great in almost any way. They looked exhausted. Keith Hernandez mentioned on the broadcast how hard it is to come back to the East Coast after playing a week or so on the West Coast, adjusting to the time difference and all of that. And I'm sure that's true. But as my father used to say, a bad dancer blames his lack of ability on the band. Sometimes you just got to show up. It's the fucking Nationals. Sorry, I'm down on the Mets tonight. This was maybe the worst they've played all season. I would argue they maybe played worse in Milwaukee, but Milwaukee's a much better team than the Nationals are, and so I can somewhat excuse the performance against a good team. Can't really excuse this performance. Although I will say again, Josiah Gray looked pretty good tonight, and so I'll give the Mets that. But pick it up, boys. You're back on the West. You're off the West Coast for a while. Let's adjust and get back to doing what we do, which is beating up on bad teams. We should also mention that Jose Buto was called up today via an IL stint. A certain podcaster that many of you know and love, and some of you merely tolerate, had guessed that was going to happen. The culprit this time was Edwin Uceta, who was put on the IL. A 15-day IL with a left ankle sprain. It looks like we're going to have to see at least one more Buto start.
Excuse me.
This is what happens when your boy has to edit six podcasts in one day. He's very, very sleepy. Anyway, we're probably going to need to get one more Buto start against the Braves before Max Scherzer returns in Detroit next week. Jose, my goodness, how tired am I? Justin Verlander returns to the rotation, not returns, makes his debut for the rotation in Detroit next week. And let's see what happens with the rest of the rotation after that. The less said about this game, the better. Thank you all for listening. As always, we appreciate it. Go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce for ways to support this podcast directly. Follow me on Twitter @BrianNeedsANap. And until next time, let's go Mets. Don't lose to the Nationals. They suck.